This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualifications. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen!
An hour late, but we are still live on YouTube. We're live on your radio or phone, wherever the hell we're at. We're somewhere.
We're worldwide, Pally.
Well, oh, yeah, technically. Three Horsemen Show, Big Easy, T.O., Corey. Here to talk, the way this week's gone, we're just talking about whatever we want anymore. It's getting a little wild out there. We've got wrestling to talk about. We've got people fucking blowing up people for some reason.
Hey, when that happens.
God knows why. I guess we'll get into that right away. I don't get what is the deal here. I mean, I do get it. These people are out of their minds. But you guys been keeping up with the Manchester stuff?
Yeah. Not really.
It's rather shitty.
That's one way to put it. Killed 22 people dead, 40 people injured, something like that?
Not more than 40, isn't it? I was going to say it was in the 50s or 60s.
Injured.
A shit ton.
Yeah. Because some people left not even knowing they're injured.
Well, I think a lot of the people that died were people trying to get an exit out early, if I understand correctly. That was some of the original reports I saw, that
people leaving for the encore.
People were trying to beat it, and I guess it went off in the foyer or by the train station or something. Is that right?
I can't keep up with it either. It's supposed to be like they said it's like Madison Square Garden, so they've got a subway or whatever they would call it over there. Transportation, I guess, is literally adjunct to it. What would you say?
Adjacent.
Adjunct. Junction.
Conjunction.
I like adjacent.
I'm trying to read and come up with words.
Not easy. Webster did good at it.
I just saw they arrested his brother because his brother was going to carry out another attack.
So what, they've got five people in custody now?
I believe so.
Unreal.
Have you seen the conspiracy theories yet? The false flags, they rehearsed it the day before, blah, 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 blah.
Dude, how do these people, I mean, like, I know you do another show. Go ahead and plug your show.
Yeah, Cigar Talk, yada, yada.
It amazes me because, like, they're so quick to jump on it and come up like...
Every time something happens, it's a false flag.
Because Newtown was a... That never happened.
All the child actors. Like, they had all acted at
Sandy
the Super Bowl.
Fucking all of it. It's all fake.
I mean, like, 9/11, like, I get it. It was a long time ago, so you make up these documentaries later. But the fucking day after it happens, they already have these theories and videos put together on YouTube. It's insane.
They got the formula ready. They're just ready to plug in the date, you know, or the place and the players. It's all ready to go.
So do a lot of those people believe it, or is it just shock value type of shit, or a little of both?
A lot of people believe it. I mean, honestly, there's so many people that have been lied to so many times.
Yeah,
they've lost any semblance of trying to figure out what is real. Pretty much. Just saying.
I don't get why these fuckers keep doing this shit. So now they're going after kids. Which is, that's
easy to explain. I mean, was it working going after adults?
I know.
Did the kid drop it and go, or was it a suicide bomb?
Suicide bomb.
So he had it strapped on.
Oh, yeah.
Because, well, it was similar to the type of bomb was similar to the Boston Marathon with the pressure cooker and all the shrapnel and nails and shit in it. So I didn't know.
Yeah, make no mistake. I'm happy he's dead.
Yeah.
That's the good thing.
If he was alive, we could, you know, torture him a little. We don't do that anymore.
Can you
these things called CIA black sites?
Yeah.
Which are off-the-books prisons. This is a real thing. I did a show on it last week.
Mm-hmm.
They exist in Egypt, Turkey, Poland. Anyway, they fucking take these high-value terrorists, and as soon as they pick them up, they're off the books pretty much forever. Torture them, figure out where everybody is. It's pretty nuts. So, we could have did that to the guys, all I'm saying.
No, we should do it here.
Can you imagine, like...
I don't know about that, but...
Why not?
Keep our hands clean.
They get, yeah.
Plausible deniability.
Yeah.
Like, they outside of your business. Family, outside of your immediate family, you know, and the ones you love, like, I could understand killing for them if, like, it was kill or be killed situation. But
sure.
Can you imagine caring about anything so much that you're willing to, like, kill other people and
like
kill yourself?
Like an offensive kill move?
Yeah, like, I just, I don't,
I can, like, the only thing I can see is if, like, our country was invaded, like, what was that movie from the 80s with Patrick Swayze? Red Dawn, you guys ever see Red Dawn?
No.
Russians invaded, they took over, and they became, like, a resistance group of teenagers.
That's a movie?
Yeah, Red Dawn, you never seen it? It had all the 80s super, you know, stars in it.
Okay.
From C. Thomas Howell to Patrick Swayze.
Oh, boys.
I mean, yeah. I get, like, if you were, could save,
like a lot of
people or something, but, like, actively, like, going out and be like, all right, I'm going to fucking kill myself for this cause.
I really don't get what the cause is, what they hope to, what's the accomplishment?
Fear. I mean.
Yeah, but what good does that do? What's their angle? Get us out of their country?
They're uniting.
To wipe out Israel?
They're uniting all these people. They're trying to.
Okay, unite them, but for what?
To go against us.
Then what?
So they
think they can get everybody together.
The Middle East.
Have they heard of a nuclear fucking bomb and the idiot we've got in power? Like, piss him off enough, people. Piss him off enough. If there's one thing that guy is, he's not a fucking pussy in that regard, but he's got his finger on the button.
Yeah,
you know what
seriously.
I mean? Piss him off.
He's an idiot.
Because your camels and little RPGs aren't going to fucking take on a nuke. I'm sorry.
I don't think that's how they plan to attack anything. I don't think it's with camels, but...
Well, you know, they got to get those RPGs somewhere.
No, yeah. When it comes...
We never did find
you
those weapons of mass destruction.
Even if they've got fucking tanks, like a dozen tanks, they probably feel, oh, kick-ass, we got tanks and a chopper. It might even fly.
Right.
But
might even fly.
For
fucking
real.
A.
But the main thing that comes out of this is now anybody that goes to any event, I mean, and it's no joke, and it's not just over there. How many times have we said, if they're going to hit somewhere, why don't they go to the Super Bowl? If you've been to the Super Bowl and what... What it takes to get around the Super Bowl, crazy.
The big thing that worries me is the Super Bowl of soccer, which is the Champions League final.
Where's it at?
It's at Wembley or wherever. It's in Europe, but it's this big tournament played out across all the European nations, and it's the two top club teams that make it. So it's a tournament format, and tons of revenue, tons of advertising dollars sunk into it. And it's, you know, it's the Super Bowl version of soccer. And they sell out the biggest fucking stadium, and the who's who of celebrities are there. You know, Kobe Bryant. I mean, like, all your hipster, you know, U.S. celebrities go to watch this match. In Europe, your soccer players are
really?
The biggest celebrities.
I have never even heard of this.
I mean, it's a big deal on TV here now. I mean, they air it live nationally. There was a big, like, bid on bidding rights for the Champions League. It's on Fox in the middle of the day, but like
I thought you were gonna say it was on Spike.
Viacom has.
Well, it was between them and True TV.
It airs right after Bellator and fucking TNA.
This week on History.
Yeah,
it's only a matter of time.
But going back to
Learning Channel.
Now, so they said the Cavaliers and Celtics game was more tied down, but WWE and NXT is going to Manchester, aren't they?
That same building.
Same building.
Yes.
Oof.
I bet they cancel it.
I would think they're going to cancel every event at the place for like the next 6 months. Mm-hmm. Well, not 6 months.
But if there's one person that's going to say, fuck you, and the show must go on, is said a few times.
Captain Dipshit's brother?
Yeah, it would be the idiot in power's fucking clone, his fucking doppelganger.
Ugh.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
But on supplements...
But that's the thing. Be like, oh, we're not scared. We're the first.
Oh, yeah.
We're the first people to go back in there. We're not going to let these terrorists win.
We're not worried about our, you know, fans or anything,
or talent or any. Yeah.
Hey, and by the way, adjunct, a thing added to something else as a supplementary rather than an essential part, connected on or added to.
Hey, there you go.
So it's actually connected to the building or like
yes.
Underneath the building. So it's exactly like MSG.
Yes.
Okay.
But that, and you know, they're having trouble because they're saying that's not our area, and then they're saying, yeah, it is your area, because they said it didn't happen within the stadium. Technically,
yeah. It's adjunct.
Did
well from my understand a former player that I, you know, a former not a former friend, but someone I know plays for Manchester City's women's team. Mm-hmm. And she lives on the corner of where this is at. And I was following her tweets as it was going on and all this. And I guess she lives attached to the place or right down the road from it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying it was, you know, pure chaos. But it was like updating her family and friends, like not like pitiful me, and was saying how kids are, you know, they're taking kids to like hotels, I guess, because I don't know if it's a cultural thing or if it's different there, but the way it sounded on the news and the way she was making it sound, people, like kids just take the train and went to this thing between mm-hmm. like 8 and 15 and parents dropped them off and left, and like,
yeah, because it's all attached.
There's a lot of kids that were there by themselves, not with parents. So you see all these fucking horrible stories about parents not being able to find their, you know, it's not 17 and 18 year old kids, it's their 9 year old.
No, like, and if you see that video of everybody running down the stairs to get out into the, what would you call it? I get that. Foyer area. It's parents standing there waiting. Like, and a few security guards, what the hell just happened?
Looking around.
Yeah, they're lost.
Oh, what seems to be the problem? Was there some sort of disturbance?
They came on stage and said, everything's fine.
Did you hear
walk
that?
Out. Yeah, I watched
it. Yeah,
there was no bomb. Nothing got
No, seriously.
I haven't watched it.
And it's an American, so it's somebody from Ariana Grande's crew.
Probably the guy that carries her around. Can we talk about that?
People were, I don't know about that. I want to hear about that. Yeah. But I saw a couple people say there was no bomb. It was a balloon that exploded as a prop for the concert or something.
Yeah.
That's one of the reports.
But then, I mean, as soon as that report came, I obviously went to Twitter, which is where I've been sitting for 2 days watching what is going on. And they said, and I saw people saying, definitely not a balloon. My flat shook.
Yeah.
And did you, I mean, have you seen how big the explosion was? They've got the, they've got a,
actual
somebody's
video,
car
though.
Cam showing the whole side of a building light up as this thing goes off.
Did you see the girl in the, and I didn't, I had to watch the video 3 times to understand, because I wasn't picking up on it, but she was getting into an ambulance. She was sitting there and she had her legs straight out and they said like injured in the bomb, and she had these black pants on.
Yes.
Well, they
I
were
did
like black
this.
Leather pants or something. So you couldn't see the blood unless you looked down at the concrete and
dripping.
There was blood dripping. And I didn't realize it until like the third time I
same
watched
here.
The video.
Same here. I watched the exact same one.
And
I
then
was like, what's the problem?
I saw that and I was like, oh, fuck. Because that's when I mean, I realized there was shrapnel. And
that's the thing. People were leaving not realizing they were hurt. I don't know. I mean, you could get a screw or a nail or a whatever the hell this psychopath motherfucker did. God, I'm so sick of these guys.
It's just so hard.
You know
man.
What? If they have their eyes on these guys, why don't they have their eyes on these guys when they actually do this
shit? He was flagged, right? I mean, like, they
4 days in Libya? Or 4 days in Libya? 2 or 3 weeks in Libya? Then he comes back. Oh, well, we had our eye on him.
And the thing is that's why, you know, everybody talks about the refugees trying to get into England and the big issue with it. And that's why a lot of the English are against it, because of these examples. And I'm sure there's some conspiracy.
This kid is not a refugee.
No, I know, but coming into Libya and then...
As far as I know, sorry.
No, I'm saying just getting in and out of the country, and then the negativity that is put on countries like that. Why do we want to take anyone in that can cause harm when they're fleeing because of the fucking lunatics in their country?
Yeah.
And that's the dilemma.
I just...
We live in two separate worlds.
I'm watching these kids that are still missing over there, and it just I just know.
Have you seen the parent interviews?
Yeah, I just know these are not going to end well, and so far none of them have ended well. Well, I take that back. A couple have, and they've been
Which
found.
My wife brought up the point because we were talking about it last night. She's like, "Well, what about cell phones?" She's like, "Well," and I go, "Well, you know, bomb goes off. You can, you know, your cell phones might get fucked up. That's been a couple days. It could be dead. Like, they might not be able to reach out." You know,
I would think a 17 or 19 year old, such as I keep looking in, I see one's name's Chloe Rutherford, the other's Liam Curry, and they haven't been found yet. 17 or 19 year old's gonna figure out a way to get a hold of somebody.
Yeah, I mean
through someone.
Yeah,
I
mean, I guess getting to a computer and Facebook. I mean, I didn't think about those kind of things. So that's a good point.
It's just not good. You know, it's not gonna end well.
You know what though,
I'm surprised the soccer hooligans over there don't take matters into their own hands, but anyway.
It's amazing that nothing, knock on wood, but it's amazing that you know, after 9/11 and with the uprising of all this ISIS shit, that there haven't been more incidents on U.S. soil.
Oh, well, I think I think they've kind of dumbed down 9/11. It's almost like it didn't happen. It's very odd that nobody brings it up. They just say, oh, all these things keep happening on foreign soil. Well, you know, they knocked down two gigantic fucking skyscrapers in 2001 here. So I don't think it's not like they haven't said nothing has ever happened.
Have you watched?
I'm pretty sure some things have happened here.
Have you watched anything, any of the conspiracy stuff on 9/11?
Yeah.
Have you watched Loose Change, the documentary?
Mm-hmm. I feel you. I really do. Mm-hmm. And I'm the last person to jump on any of these, but there's some weird shit. Look at
that third building that went down.
World Trade Center 7.
Yeah.
Watch the videos on that. You can see there's a chain of explosions that goes off inside that building that drop it.
And then the one dude
I wouldn't be surprised if they blew it up on purpose to get.
But the thing about that kind of demo,
I think everybody was out of that.
It takes weeks to do that.
Oh.
Rigged up.
Yeah, they get all rigged to come up with a plan.
And there was a lot of unknown government buildings inside there. And there was a guy that was in the building that they rescued. Did you see that? Remember the guy that they interviewed in Loose Change? He's a black guy.
I've never actually seen Loose Change.
You have to watch it. So. It's the best piece of...
I think I have it. I just haven't seen it.
It's really good. It's on Netflix.
I've heard of it.
The black guy ends up dying mysteriously before they release the video. So, like, as they show all the interviews with him, it says he mysteriously became ill or ended up dead. I mean, like, so, again, conspiracies are going to play out that way, but there was some weird shit that went on. I mean, just like all the war games training that day to where all the fighter jets were actually doing tests for hijacked planes. I mean, like, there was some weird shit that day.
Well, the same thing with the Manchester bombing. I mean, they did the day before a very similar type of, like a training exercise.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Coincidental.
Yeah.
Weird.
But weird. Well, anyway, my condolences to those involved, and that's just, it's getting pretty fucking ridiculous. So that's my take on it. The other thing, just last, people on Twitter and stuff, what is wrong with people?
It's the second worst place on the internet after YouTube.
Like,
comments.
Fucking messing with people and saying, well, people, oh yeah, they found them. No.
Even like, so.
And putting fake people out there that are missing?
Just even like, I was talking about the person I know that lives over there. Carly put a thing out to her friends, and like the third person responded, said, too bad you weren't in there.
Yeah.
Why don't you go do something? I mean, like the hate, I mean, it's fucking real, but people hide behind the keyboard. But I haven't seen like people putting out the fake pictures of people that are dead. Like,
yeah.
Jesus.
Fake
Christ,
pictures,
man.
Of people that are missing. They put like some picture of some male model kid or something there, and people are trying to go around saying, that guy's, no, that's not true. Not, this is not happening, no.
So clickbait stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I don't know. Just people, this fucking
you have
world
a license.
Has gotten so stupid.
You almost need a license, in my opinion, to be on the internet anymore. If you're going to be a dumb fuck, just turn it over, and you don't get to get on and type shit. You know what I mean? The internet for you is one way at this point.
Excuse me.
You get to tell it what you want, and that's all you get. You don't get to put nothing out there, your thoughts, your opinions.
It's just like sports or sports entertainment. It's the same thing. People say shit, and you're like...
Well, and this is kind of like talking about like the internet and all this shit. So
opinions are one thing, but...
Do you know who...
Exactly.
Do you know who Cyborg is, the UFC fighter?
Of course.
So there's
the guy version or the girl version? Well, you said UFC.
You just
so
let
it...
Yes, yeah. Chris Cyborg. So they had this UFC retreat this weekend, and there's this other female fighter that's made fun of her on Instagram, on Twitter, putting all this stuff out. So they cross paths, and this, you know, she's like, fuck you. And she just, you know, they have exchange words. This girl's clearly not thinking she's going to get punched by Cyborg because they're in public. And she just pops the bitch in the mouth.
Yeah, that was at the UFC Fighters Retreat, which apparently has just been shit all over.
Yeah.
People just leaving, saying, fuck you, just give me money, don't do this bullshit.
Yeah, it's been quite interesting. But
she blasted her.
The UFC called the cops.
Kicked her out, pressed
charges. The girl pressed charges on her. And now the interesting part is, all right, well, can you go back and then just say, all right, well, I'm pressing charges for her fucking cyberbullying me? Because that is a crime. I mean.
Is it a crime now?
I'm sure it can be twisted some way as harassment or this or that. It
just depends on the lawyer, I guess, huh?
But just kind of a way to loop it in. But I have a question for Corey once we get into the next thing. I think that we'll talk about kind of tying into the Middle East and ISIS and everything else. So
Jinder Mahal is the new WWE champ. Is that where you're going?
Yes.
Hold on, real quick. Facebook.com, follow us. Facebook.com, numeral 3 Horsemen Show. H-O-R-S-E-M-E-N Show. Right? Yes, that's right.
That is correct.
Twitter.com/numeral3 Horsemen Show. YouTube, if you're watching us right now, you already know how to get to us, but same thing. Well, I guess it's the same thing. I try to send out our link on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else, but that's where we're at. You can see us at the bottom of the screen if you're watching YouTube. But thanks for tuning in, YouTubers that catch us. Funny, our views are going up. I guess our stuff, this should hit some people. We'll find out. Okay, so Jinder Mahal.
Heard of him.
I think I know where you're going with this, but so he's the new WWE champion. Won at Backlash. What a card.
So we watched it Sunday night. Corey and I watched it.
Ugh.
We can talk about the him becoming champion first. I don't know how they can deny that the guy's not on something. I mean, in a high definition TV watching it, this guy's fucking chest and back. I mean, like, the name of the pay-per-view is Backlash. It should have been Backney. This guy, I'm not kidding. I mean, like, and Corey had brought it up to me, like, because I just hadn't noticed it because they never really zoomed in on him. Like, when he was on Raw or SmackDown and all this, they kind of kept it away. Well, there were a couple spots to where, you know, his back was right up against the camera, and it was just like, what the fuck? I mean, like, and he's a dark-complected guy, so if you're picking it, I mean, like, it's some serious shit. I mean, there was some pus popping when he was taking drops. I mean, it was
cool.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, it's fucking noticeable.
A back body drop happens and the first row gets wet. Is that what you're telling me?
Like, possibly.
Gross.
That sounds like a
Snitsky's the. I mean, like, remember the acne he had?
Snitsky.
Gene, old mean Gene.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's maybe not to that level, but he's got some shit growing on him.
Yeah. What do you think of them making an Indian champion?
It's
Indian.
Yeah. So that's what's funny. People are like, oh, the WWE is kind of pushing the envelope, but does anyone have problems with the Indians?
Yes, because they don't know he's Indian.
So you're saying they see the color brown and think turban brown.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, no, but I just, because they've been very clear, you know, first Indian champion, you don't respect me because I have nice things. They're not going like, and he has said, my people.
Doesn't matter. Does not matter. Did you see the last election?
No, I understand, but that's what I'm saying. They can't do it with a black champion. They can't do it with, like, an Iron Sheik-ish character from a Middle Eastern country. Like, they can't do it with an Asian because of the stuff with North Korea. So if they're wanting to do the race thing, the Indian route is, like, the safest way to go.
Yeah.
Because they can say, oh, it's Indian. It's not Middle Eastern. It's not this. So they.
Yeah, but they know that people are going to see him and say, oh, he's a terrorist or whatever.
So do you think ratings will go up? I mean, like, do you think this causes a pop in anything? Do you think people are going to buy into it?
No. No, but.
So you think kind of what I think, that it's just fucking subscriptions in India and trying to spread
that's
the
all
brand.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great marketing tool.
They pushed this guy in 3 fucking weeks. I mean, like, I don't remember them hot-shotting someone like this that was so shitty.
Yeah, and he's a horrible wrestler, too. I shouldn't say he's horrible. At least what he does looks okay.
But, like, to take the risk of him pissing hot, I'm pretty sure he's not going to get tested for 6-7 months.
Pretty sure he hasn't been tested since he came back.
But what we were talking about is, you know, they took the belt off Bray Wyatt, who, you know, they haven't made any stars. They don't have any major heels.
Mm-hmm.
They take the belt off Wyatt at WrestleMania, put it on Orton to give the Jinder Mahal. Like, they could have finally made Bray that dominant heel that got the big win at WrestleMania over a big name. Like, I just feel like that. I mean, like, I don't know. I looking back on it now, it's just like, I don't get that move now. except that maybe the marketing department's calling the shots.
This is all because apparently there's something falling behind me. There's money in India to be had, to be made.
If one thing we know about McMahon, he's not going to leave money on the table.
No.
Well, and I mean, Corey and
it's his favorite food.
We've talked about it. 3 years, and he sells?
Maybe.
You think?
He's already not traveling to all the events now.
You don't think it's retirement rather than so?
Oh, no. He'll get rid of it. He won't want anybody else to touch it.
That's my point. Like, why would he sell it to somebody else and where he can't even, like, still have some sort of influence?
Oh, I think he sells it and the kids somehow keep not power, but the kids are the influential people in the company. I don't know how you would construct that deal, but
just put it in a contract. You know, this person has to remain in an exposition, you know.
We're going to talk about that in our second show.
Triple H isn't going any. I mean, like, that dude's a mark for himself so much, and really, I mean, he does love the business.
Yeah, luckily Stephanie and Shane aren't.
Well, they are too. That's what I'm saying. Like, do you think they could? Do you think they have enough to structure it to buy it from Dad?
Like
Vince did from his father.
No. No, because
he's not going to give a family discount. I promise you that.
I don't know what they'll do. I'm sure they will have it all planned out.
How much
do
you think they own?
Comes.
That's what I was about to say. With it being a publicly traded company, I wonder what.
I know
stake
Stephanie
they have.
At one point dumped a shit ton of hers, but
they all have.
He owns at least 51%.
Vince does, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I wonder what the kids got. You think they still got 5? Maybe.
I'd say they've got a good number.
5% of a billion is still pretty fucking good money.
Good number percentage-wise of what they have.
They dumped. I mean, like, it's funny how they dump shares and then the stock goes down,
like,
2 days later.
I want to say she dumped 200,000 to 400,000 shares.
What's the share cost? Any idea?
It's like between, like, 13 and 17 or something. Like, I mean,
that's the most expensive stock ever.
I want to say it's down to 13.
Yeah.
Oh, 7. Oh, I thought you were saying 1,700.
No, no.
I think it's the most expensive stock ever.
No. But I'm pretty sure it was somewhere in the neighborhood of 200,000 to 400,000 shares.
Yeah.
That's why they were probably getting investigated.
Yeah, there was some fishy shit going on. Two, 3 years ago, was it?
Whole thing's a fucking scam anyway.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Because didn't they sold it right before
then? And then they let fans be in on the calls and shit. What a joke.
Didn't they sell it right before they did the network? And they or something like that. I can't remember.
No,
the
it was before line. The new numbers came out for the network, and they expected it to be 1 point something.
The benchmark.
They projected it.
Yes.
And they came out to be that it cut in half. Yeah,
that's not insider trading.
Yeah. No, that's not that at all.
No.
But yeah, it cut that stock.
I'm no
I want to say it cut it down by like $5 that day that they announced it.
Oh. If it's a $13 stock, that's ginormous. It's like a 35.
It was like I think it had jumped up to 15 to 17 that day. She sold
30%, you know, that's
killed them. Dropped to like 12.51. I'm not sure if my numbers are right on that. If anybody knows, tell us. Give
if
us
anybody
some
knows
numbers.
And is listening.
And is listening right now.
Cuz if they're not, they won't tell us.
That's true. So, well, that's that. Okay. Former champ, The Rock.
Heard of him.
Yeah, he hosted Saturday Night Live.
Heard of it.
Did you know they got the highest rating they'd had in 6 years?
Do you know who hosted the one that had the higher rating?
I don't.
Was it a bald one?
Mm-mm. Oh, hell, maybe. I don't know. I know it got the highest rating it had in 6 years, and I can't remember why. There had to have been a reason. But they did pretty well. I don't know if you guys saw the opening segment where he brought out Tom Hanks and said they're going to run in 2020.
That'd be cool.
Rock and Hanks.
Yeah, I hope they lose.
Or Johnson Hanks. What did it look like? Or what did it say?
Johnson. I didn't know it was from Saturday Night Live, but
was
I saw
it Johnson Hanks or was it Rock Hanks? Because if it's Rock Hanks, you know it's a joke. Oh, seeing all it's got's Hanks. Damn. Thought I had that saved. No, but to have the biggest rating in 6 years, I guess he's a pretty popular guy.
He's the highest paid actor in Hollywood, they say.
He's, and what's crazy about him is he's doing it all right now. He's still doing the movies. He's got the Baywatch coming out. He has this baller show on HBO that he produces. And
the
does
Baywatch.
The Baywatch show coming out.
I've heard of it.
The Midwest
He
Baywatch.
Started his production movie, or his production company that he's doing the
Ballers pay, and
the Page docu or whatever the fuck
movie,
that is.
I guess.
So he's not just sticking to like
it was Baldwin.
Being a movie star.
Was it really?
In February.
Oh fuck me.
He's going down every avenue of Hollywood. He still does, you know, he did WrestleMania, what, year and a half ago, 2 years ago? So I almost wonder if he's had political aspirations longer than we've realized, because he's kind of kept his pulse on everything. He did WrestleMania 3 years ago, or whatever it was at WrestleMania, when he actually had a match.
Mm-hmm.
And
technically last year. But
yeah, he was in ring
last
year.
The real last time was 4 years
ago. 4 years ago. So, I mean, like, he's keeping that demo. He's done a lot of, I mean, the guy's done a fucking tremendous job. When Corey and I were down at Miami, at the University of Miami, their locker rooms are named after him at the training facility because he donated all the money to that. I mean, the guy, he does a lot of good with his money.
I named my first three dogs after
him. Dwayne, Rocky, and The Rock.
No, Johnson. I mean.
Okay, but although it's a joke in a monologue, do you think he's serious?
They did a poll and they said that he'd win.
And I mean, how'd those last polls go?
I don't think he's serious.
I think he will.
You think that guy wants to be the president of the United States of America?
No, I don't know if he wants to be or not. I'm just saying I think that he would win.
I'm sick of actors and people like that trying to think they could play a hand at politics. Let the people who are,
and here's the deal.
Who are career, you know?
Maybe if the Trump experiment didn't happen, he would have thought about it. But I think that...
How's that experiment working out now?
That's what I'm saying. Who wants to fucking go in with no political experience, think that I can change this shit, I'm different, I'm not a politician, I'm blah, blah, blah,
blah,
blah.
I got no idea how it works, but I got a lot of highfalutin ideas.
Exactly.
Does he remember what it's like to be a real asshole?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Is he a fucking... Do you think he's that big of an egomaniac to think he can do it? And I don't... From everything you read about him and what everybody says, he's the opposite of that. Down-to-earth guy, this and that. Like, I don't know.
Would you fucking do it? No.
I mean, goddamn, who would...
Be the president?
Yeah, right maybe. Now?
It'd be a rough first 6 months, I'm sure.
Man.
Not the way things... Well, you know what? If Captain Dipshit hadn't fucked so much up in the first, what? How long's he been in power? 3 years now? 3 years?
We're talking about Trump? Yeah.
Yeah.
Feels like a while.
At least a while.
Every day, this idiot does something wrong, and they just pounce on it because you have to, keep this guy in line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you need another Rock? Can you not just have a politician who lies to us and just does the normal underhanded shit that we don't have to hear about every day?
The thing is the guy, you know, I'm not a politician. We're learning that he's lied and tried paying off everyone. So, I mean, like, the guy clearly had strong
business ethics. Well, the whole thing we're telling the whole FBI to back off of the investigation. I mean, just the guy has no ethics.
None.
But he's...
I don't blame him.
But he is such a dumbass that it's not... You can't even compare him to a regular politician.
No.
Somebody who's even dumber.
Lowest common denominator. Oh. Lowest common... Or, you know, the lowest hanging fruit. That's what he fucking appealed to.
And I mean, I know people hate politicians, but they're smart sons of bitches. They're not stupid.
But people were...
They play the game. This guy doesn't even play the game.
But people were so mad and so angry at the system.
You'll do what I say.
And,
yeah,
I mean, like, you know, my dad, like, he we were talking about it, and he's just like, you know, these politicians haven't figured it out. Maybe a businessman. Maybe this country needs to be ran like a business.
I heard a lot of people say that, and I thought the same thing like a year before. I was like, you know what? Trump might not be too bad. And then I fucking came to my senses.
Well, the thing is, the guy's an egomaniac, and I think people like forget.
As soon as you hear him talk about what his thoughts are about what being president is, it was instantly, okay, never mind. Never mind.
Exactly.
Bill Gates, throw him in there. Anyway. I take Mark fucking Zuckerberg over goddamn Donald Trump.
Well, once they started telling you the kind of guy he really was, I mean, it's different when you're being interviewed on a game show or a talk show or having your own reality series. There's a difference. Like, The Rock, that's like the last thing he needs to do. Literally the last thing on his list. Maybe
astronaut.
In 20 years.
Astronaut. He's not like that yet.
I wouldn't mind flying my plane.
Maybe in 20 years, if he does something, if he wants to run and, you know,
He should be like a governor or state senator, or governor, something,
but not.
He could be governor of Florida,
mayor like of Miami.
Think about it.
Like, just do something like fucking.
Yeah. We just didn't elect the person who was born to be the president of the United States, so we didn't give it to her.
Oh, she was born to be president. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. The most overqualified person in the history of running didn't
that
win.
That may well be, but.
I just, why does he want to even think about doing this?
Let me ask you this. You know, one thing that really great came out of Trump being president is now we get to go, look at this dumb fuck all the time. That's been pretty
cool. You know what worries me, though?
That is a good thing.
That's the high side.
He still has his fucking loyal supporters. Yes, that are never going to go anywhere. And what worries me is once this fucker is impeached or once whatever happens, say he makes it his full four years.
No way.
And he loses the next election. His fucking cronies, someone's going to take a shot at the life of the new president if it's a Democrat.
Hopefully he's not black. Think about that.
Or a female or Hispanic. I mean, like, yeah.
Or human.
Think about that, though. Like, that's the state of the U.S. right now to where you're thinking. It's like, all right, so say the Democrats regain control of the House or the Senate or presidency in 4 years. Like, these fucking lunatics are, like, so, like, they can't admit where he's fucked up at. They can't admit any of this.
Because it doesn't.
It's the same thing right now as sports teams when people get way too fanatical about their team. And they just can't listen. Like, how love John, but how he can't handle anybody saying anything bad about the Cowboys or the Reds.
But at the
end
of the day,
we're in St. Louis. People can't handle shit about the Cardinals.
That's my point.
Some people can.
But you have to look at their record and say, oh, it is what it is. I mean, at the end of the day, the proof's in the pudding. These fuckers aren't going to do it with
them. If they did cheat.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, there's the deniers and the
New England Patriots.
The Cubs are fucking. No, the Cubs won the World Series last year, and they're probably going to win a few more. And no, fuck that. Talk about the last 100 years. Well, how many do we have? Like, there's always a spin to it.
Exactly.
And that's what's going to happen with this.
Pride, man.
And
nobody wants to admit when they're wrong or they back the wrong pony.
I tell you what, though. Corey and I have talked about this. I could see Trump he's the type of guy that says, you know what? Fuck that. I'm taking my ball and going home. You guys, you're not, I can't succeed and I can't fulfill my vision of my job because you guys won't let me.
Because I'm a lying sack of snake shit.
And stepping away. And then letting Pence, who thinks that you can cure homosexuality by fucking putting a snake on your head or something.
Have you ever tried
Mike
that?
Mike Pence?
Yeah,
you know who just said something about Mike Pence? Our favorite Fox News analyst, Road Warrior Animal. Did you guys hear? Did you not hear? Oh, well, let me tell you about it. Old
motherfucker.
I saved this one for you boys.
Our childhood just keeps getting worse and worse.
Oh, don't worry.
Are you still a fan?
He shit on it again.
Are you still a fan of his at this point?
I
know you, you have nostalgic eyes for the guy, but at this point, he's kind of ruined it, isn't he?
So, you know, did you hear about Notre Dame graduates? 77 of them or whatever walked out on their graduation. Not even enough to really make news.
Yeah.
Well, not in the eyes of Joseph Michael Laurinaitis, also known to you as Road Warrior Animal.
Joe Mike, yeah.
Notre Dame grads should give back their diplomas.
Notre Dame?
Of course.
Okay.
What a disgrace to the office of the president of the USA to walk out on the vice pres speech. The exact problem of this generation is respect. I would be embarrassed to call myself a Notre Dame. This time he got it right. Grad right now. Maybe if they ever traveled outside their mommies and daddy's homes to a foreign nation, they would respect our leaders and country real quick. Yes, because my first thought of Notre Dame graduates is they've never traveled outside the country.
Bunch of pussy mamas, very
that don't know anything about what's going on in the country.
Uncultured poor people go to Notre Dame.
Willing to say that that's probably a high, a lot of their graduates probably lean Republican.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You think he's ever read The Humpback of Notre Dame?
Well, I can tell you this. Nobody in the comment section did because it looks like fucking Hooked on Phonics.
Oh, my God.
What the heck? You know, make America read again.
I'm so glad we're not doing our old show anymore because if we were doing
kind of like the show right here.
We were doing the old show kind of with this more open format. And
If old pro wrestlers didn't open their mouths about this
I'm just saying, like, we have some buddies that are Republican for various reasons, but, like, if we talked about it every week, that shit that went on and how fired up it made us, and just even from just, like, a non-objective point of view of, like, what the fuck is this? Or, you know what, hey, he did a good job here. They wouldn't look at us complimenting one thing he did well or 20 things that he did well. It would be the one thing that we pointed out negative about it, and be like, you guys are fucking idiots. You guys are just so far. I mean, fake news. I mean, like, and I really think that I'd probably have two less friends if we still did that type of show.
Are they really friends now if that's the way they'd be?
Well, I don't know if they'd even fake news, I don't even know if they would acknowledge that he's under investigation for colluding, which you know he fucking did. It's like it's so hard to figure out.
They wouldn't acknowledge it. It's a witch hunt.
It's incredible.
He said so. And it didn't. Fox News is saying it didn't happen.
Why does Joe Road Warrior Animal? Why does he think they're walking out? Mike Pence tried to make a law in Indiana where homosexuals couldn't be served at a fucking restaurant. Is the
yes or no?
Read through the lines.
Yes or no? Has Mike Pence sucked a dick before?
With the way he looks?
Yes. I'll just say yes, he has.
I don't think he has.
No, I guarantee he has. There's been a penis.
Did you ever talk about Mike that way?
But this guy...
I don't want to get killed or fucking...
And you know, we talked about...
You're not talking about Hillary.
We've got an intern in the office, and he goes to Indiana, and the reason they love Pence is he balanced their budget because they were in trouble in Indiana with a budget. And I've talked to people in Indiana who are like, they shouldn't have same-sex marriage. It's going to ruin our taxes. It's gonna ruin how taxes go with all that.
Well, it's because healthcare. There's a lot of, like, I never knew a lot of things and being around.
Oh, hey, I got a better idea for it. How about you have no fucking healthcare at all? Because what's gonna happen to you.
Heading. Yeah, that's gonna be.
I have no sympathy for anybody that voted for him that doesn't have healthcare.
Well,
now.
I worry about that.
Yeah.
I mean, like. Hey.
But I don't have sympathy if you voted for him.
No, I'm just saying, like, I mean, it's one of those things to where, like, motherfucker, everywhere else, like, the healthcare thing, I just don't think people are so close-minded to the world and how it is in other countries and how great healthcare is for everyone and how they treat
I get it. And
healthcare is not a privilege. But people treat it that way, and they think of it that way.
Absolutely. I worked hard to take all of your money.
We're all going to be old someday, and we're all going to need someone to take care of us.
Not all of us.
I mean, well, yeah, good point.
going back to this, the point is they do have the right to walk out on this guy. They do have the right to walk out on somebody who's supporting a president who's under investigation for colluding with Russia in an election.
Since you just brought up Russia and we talked about the Indian champion, mm-hmm. back to wrestling real quick, Vince 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
You would have had a Russian group.
It would have he had a fucking, would Jinder Mahal have been
Jinder Mahal would be a Russian.
would have he been more of an ISIS-like
Indian? Yes.
I mean, that's Middle Eastern. It wouldn't have been from fucking Punjabi, India. It would have been from from the Islamic State of...
Exactly. That's exactly what it would have been.
Just
we're getting a show note.
Check our email. Whose email? Uh-oh.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Little Reza Ramon. But getting out of this, just, I don't mean to make it all political today, but, you know, this guy just keeps ruining my childhood day by day. Thanks.
So does this surprise you? I mean, I know the first thing, it kind of fucked with you a little bit, but like.
Yeah, I think most of these guys are just like him. Man. Old.
Just angry?
Yep.
Cornette's not that way, though.
Isn't that weird?
Where he's from?
Yeah, Louisville.
Yeah, I mean, like, you think he would be fucking the complete opposite, but...
Yeah, he's got a couple great rants on it, too.
I mean, he's got a pretty level head on it. I mean, I can't say level head because he just goes fucking nuclear.
That's great.
But, like, he is the complete opposite of what most of these wrestlers say, and it's just kind of weird because they all came up together. They all were from the same territory.
Yeah, he reads.
Well, yeah.
He's smart.
Intelligence, you know.
He educated himself. He knows what he's talking about. God forbid anybody do that.
He understands right from wrong, kind of. That's a thing.
Yeah. All right. Let's get out of the politics part, which is basically
Cornette for president 2020.
Hey, I wish.
Who's his vice president?
Kenny Bolin.
I don't know who that is.
Starmaker Bolin? All right. If not, it'll be Rip Rogers.
There you go.
How about we talk about Flair's 30 for 30 getting pushed back yet again?
The fuck?
That's my question.
They're waiting for him. I think they're waiting for him to die.
I hope not.
Make it better.
What do you think this is? Have you ever seen the documentary WWE did?
No.
Haven't? Mm. You have.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure how long ago seen, was it?
God, it's been 10 years ago. It was right around his retirement, so 9 years ago. But, I mean, they covered everything. What do you think they'll cover? What do you think they'll stay away from in the 30 for 30? Because there's got to be limitations on this thing.
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't, because everyone knows his shit. He's pretty open about the stuff he's done, his marriage, is losing the money. I think that's the story and why they want to do it. I don't know if there's some type of comeback or something that they're looking for to put a positive spin on it so it's not like The Wrestler.
What's he got left to redeem himself for? I mean, he's at an age that he doesn't need to be redeemed by any means.
But, like, you know, he does a lot of things with sports teams where
he's no Hogan.
Goes and gives talks. Like, maybe they're waiting to, you know, because he's tight.
I don't think it's going to be negative. I don't think Vince McMahon would let him do it if it was going to be negative. I know he did the XFL.
I don't know.
But they even spun that to where, look at all it did. You know, cameras and...
Yeah, I don't know what they're waiting on, but I thought it was supposed to come out around this time, and it hasn't, and...
Oh, I thought it was supposed to be out in January or March.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know they did a lot of the filming with McMichael during the Bears, and that aired fucking last summer.
Yeah.
So...
No. Bears 85, that was like January.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, okay. January or February.
So they filmed some probably last summer. Then.
Yeah, I thought Flair was coming out after the 85 Bears one.
Yeah, he was supposed to be before the Calipari one.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's weird. I don't know what they're waiting on. I don't know.
Instead, they wanted to get the XFL one in there to remind everyone what it's not like to have spring football.
I know they've let them do things behind the scenes, but like, part of me wonders if they're... You know, the podcast that he had with that one guy, he does it with Pritchard now and has one of the most successful podcasts in the world. Flair did one with him, so I don't know if they, because he was supposed to relaunch his podcast with Conrad Thompson.
Conrad Thompson, yes.
So I don't know if they're waiting for that to relaunch and show that he has a successful podcast and all these sponsors maybe.
Now it's gone.
Yeah, I mean, Pritchard's fucking... I mean, that thing's the real deal. That's a great podcast, not on our network, but it's good.
Yeah, it's true. And I don't think... I mean, you've got a lot to hit on. His financial troubles that came out from, you know, between 2010 and 2015. Reed Flair dying of a heroin overdose. I mean, there's a lot to hit on.
And, you know, they played that in the WWE. I mean, that was a storyline.
Played the card.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm telling you, man, he gets the business and all that. I don't think there's going to be much off limits.
I mean, but is it going to be a quick jump, 70s plane crash, 80s wheeling, dealing, 90s still essentially doing the same thing, 2000s is when it falls apart?
I think a lot of it's going to be about the women, and I mean, a lot of it's going to be the 80s. And the.
Are they going to make him out to be a shitty dad?
Probably, and then show that him and his daughter have a relationship now.
Was he a great dad?
Mm-mm. I mean, like, I think that they're going to show that, you know, I think they'll show all that, man. They're pretty raw with how they do those things, and I don't think ESPN would have made the deal if they weren't getting the fucking full effect. I mean, think about the most of them that they've done. You know, I'm sure there's probably been some stuff they said, no, let's not go that way, let's not do that. But
I almost think it's going to be, look at what happens when somebody gets away from WWE. Look at how they fall apart. I can see it. I can see them spending it.
Yeah.
Or they, not.
It would have to speak for itself. Well, they can't spend it themselves.
You think there's any TNA part to it?
I mean, no.
That's what I was going to say. Do you think any of that's there? No. Or is that when the personal shit comes in, that the son died and that Ashley got into wrestling because of him? And
the other thing is, I don't know who they've interviewed. Like, you say Steve McMichael. How did you know that?
I read it online that he there was a lot of stuff they did with him for it.
No, you know what? I think I did see some of the people that were interviewed. And I keep Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
That's about it, of course.
Oh, Triple H will be all over it sucking his balls.
Yes.
But that's the extent I wonder. Do they go to Austin? Do they go, like, what guys do they get?
Hogan?
I don't know.
Or is he still kryptonite?
Yeah, I don't think he might really care what he has to say about it. But do they go to, like, what level of wrestling does it go through? Does it go to the part to where, like, some of the stuff we're going to talk about this week, next week, but does it go to the part of where, you know, Bischoff pretty much said, fuck you, you're an old man, we don't want you anymore? Like, does it cover that part of it and how he dealt with that? Like, I don't know. I think one thing that we're, like, haven't talked about that's going to air is, like, the pop culture side of him. The, you know, LeBron James, you know, Flair just came out and claimed that LeBron James told him that he was part of the reason he stayed out of the street, the wheeling and dealing and the Rolexes. And the, I mean, like, that is part of pop culture now. And that lifestyle that he promoted and claimed to live is what the rappers started rapping about in the 2000s. And I can't tell you how many times the Nature Boy or Ric Flair's name has been dropped in a rap song. So, I mean, it's kind of, you know.
Think about the life Ric Flair led in the 80s. That's the rap lifestyle these days.
Yeah. Fuck, they really wish they lived these days.
I was going to say.
Jets and fucking limos and the best drinks, the best women, the best clothes.
Champagne. I mean, jewelry.
Yeah, but they're thousandaires now. They're not millionaires. They ain't getting that money. Oh, well, I mean, the music business
is thousandaires right now, too. You think he's got all of his shit straight with the IRS?
No. I don't think that ever goes away. I think they continually fuck with you until you die, probably.
No, I just meant had it paid back and got, you know, everything straight.
I hope for him.
I mean, there was a point in time when he was signing autographs at fucking Walmarts and stuff.
Flair was?
Yeah. I mean, ESPN ran like a depressing-ass article on it or did like a little 10-minute short.
Yeah. I think he was always all right. I mean, if they're going to pay you $1,200 to go sit and sign your name, I'd take it.
Probably. I'm not good at signing my name, so it makes it even better.
Yeah, I think these guys have it down to a science.
It's like paying me to mow your lawn. I ain't good at that either.
Right.
Oh, boy. It's been a good first half.
What else you guys got? Anything?
Randy Orton. That was one of the things that we were laughing about. Probably the highlight of the night is when he tossed those two.
Jesus.
The two brothers or whoever, the Scene brothers or whatever they're called.
The Bollywood boys or whatever they're called.
Dude, he launched those guys, and when he threw the second one, he didn't even see him hit. He must have heard the noise. He turned and made this face.
And same, like, face we made.
We were dying laughing because he just chucked those fuckers like these pieces of wood.
Did you see that easy?
No, I did not.
Oh, sounds good, man.
I love a good chucking.
We'll have you look it up.
I mean, he's like, gives like the, eh, face. Like,
eh. Oh, probably shouldn't have thrown him that.
I think I just killed a guy. Brick just killed a guy.
Yeah, he probably ought to go into hiding.
But, like, I thought Nakamura was disappointing. Like, I don't think, you know, like, as much as they promoted him for that, it wasn't that great.
Yeah, I don't think Ziggler cares.
Would you?
No. Nope. I'd sign my check. Get my check.
You know who I like is that wrestler Asuka.
Her nip popped out Saturday night.
Did it really?
Yeah, I didn't see it, but they were talking about it.
I'm usually not into Asians that much, but.
Are you?
Something about her. She got that look.
What'd you think about the UK title match at NXT?
Yeah, that match was the real deal.
Tyler Bate.
The match is fucking awesome.
What was the other cat's name? Tyler Bate and. Oh, heavens.
Jim Tulowitzki. I don't know.
Yeah.
Tyler Bate and Robert Harris.
Master, as they call him?
We'll get his name here in a second.
Yeah, we will.
Because we're wrestling pros, as you can tell.
Clearly. it was for the UK Championship. Pete Dunne,
yep.
No, that match was phenomenal.
But the thing, I mean, great match, but those guys are both smaller guys, and I don't know if they'll ever be able to.
Probably not.
You know.
Get them up, they're good hands, they'll work and get beat. So, I mean, they're basically what everybody is that's not Roman Reigns.
True that.
The excitement.
Have you seen the Balor documentary they just did, the 24?
I haven't.
It's good.
God, I haven't turned on the network in a while.
Yeah.
Fucking I watched a loser. Little bit. What are you doing with your life?
I don't know. Welcome
to real life.
Watching CNN, MSNBC.
Never mind.
What can I tell you? And sports. I forgot sports, E.
That's a thing.
Fox News.
Your favorite thing.
I like sports in small doses.
Sorry we went political today, but God damn it. I had to get it out somehow.
It's more interesting than the product.
Well, I'll give you that.
That and there was this whole bombing thing. Felt like we needed to talk about
yeah.
a little bit in the news.
Well, sports-wise, who's going to win the Cup? Who's going to win the NBA Finals?
Cup, Penguins, NBA Dallas? Finals. I'll go with the Warriors this year over the Cavs.
Think so?
Golden State.
That way they can just keep trading them.
Yeah.
Golden State.
Keep it interesting.
What was the name of the two guys on that team in NBA Jam? They had the fucking dude started with an S. What's his name?
Whoa. Sam Hardaway. Or Sprewell.
We're talking about in the NBA Jam, remember?
Chris Mullin.
Latrell Sprewell.
NBA Jam, Golden State.
Oh, Sprewell wouldn't have been in there.
Tim Hardaway. He had a different version, though. We were
Hardaway was on the Heat.
They had the regular and the TE version. Let's see here. Sean Kemp was on it.
Seattle.
Seattle.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck, what am I doing? Wrong game.
Wrong team. Gary Payton was on the
Sonics.
Sonics, too.
Google's bitching at me. Says, don't even fucking worry about it.
Kemp, Kemp and Payton.
Yeah.
Golden State. Oh, Mitch Richmond?
No.
I'm pretty sure it's Chris Mullin.
I thought it was Mullin and Hardaway or Mullin and Sprewell.
I think Hardaway was with them when that came out.
The killer crossover?
Was it Weber? No.
Weber was on a version of the game.
Yeah, but not the original. Shit, were the Golden
Hardaway and Chris Mullin. Okay, you're right.
Oh, look at that.
Shut up. That's just the two of them. There was like three or four guys on that team. There's another one I'm thinking of. I can't remember his name. Because I'm an asshole.
Delav Šrimpf.
That's who it is, Šrimpf.
Really?
Yeah.
He should have been on the Pacers.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, maybe he was. I'm just
I said that as a, I, mean, I said that being a smart ass.
Yeah, you're right. That's who I was thinking of, though.
Delav Šrimpf?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, next show.
All right, we're getting out of here real quick. We're going to be back for part two.
Oh, that's good shit. Hey, I'd watch more NBA if it was 2-on-2 with power-ups. Just saying.
Part two of our old school show is going to be Jim Herd coming to power in WCW. The Jim Herd years. Yes, you are thinking the way we're thinking. It's going to be awful. But it's going to be good. So,
awfully good.
Catch us here shortly. We'll be back for Big Easy for T.O. That does it for part one. We'll catch you on the flip side.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.